It's break time with Christopher J. Today we're going to take a look at Firefall. Let's time trip back to the 1980s and start our story. Buckle up. So, throughout the 1980s, one of the things that defined the decade was the music. Now, anyone can take a look at the top 10, the top 40, the top 100 of any year, and pretty much pick out something that they probably remember for some reason, whether it's When Doves Cry, or that song by Rat, or something in between, because if I said, like, Break My Stride, or Straight Up, or Bat Dance by Prince, chances are you remember one of those because it ranked in the top 40 or top 100 for the year that it came out. Plus, those are the songs that get the most radio play today. There are some stations, especially in department stores and grocery stores, that specialize in just playing top 40 through the decades. So it's the same top 40 songs from each year that just get played endlessly on a loop, hoping that if they play Meghan Trainor or they play Michael Jackson or they play Miley Cyrus, that, you know, you'll feel comfortable being in the store and buy their pickles or whatever. Now, to start our story on Firefall, we have to go back to 1973. That's when the band was formed. Now, Rick Roberts and Jock Bartley met when Bartley was on tour with Gram Parsons as a member of Parsons' backing band, the Fallen Angels. Bartley and Roberts, well, they got to talking, and they realized that they might hit it off, that they might have something that they can do together, so they began practicing together as musicians. They formed a band, and they asked other people to join it, but it wouldn't be until 1974 when they came up with the name Firefall. Now, Rick Roberts had gotten the name from the Yosemite Firefall at Yosemite National Park in California. The owners of a hotel threw burning logs off a mountain in a cascade as an annual event to entertain the guests. So that's the mystery of that name, because Firefall sounds like it's the precursor to Firewall, which all of us having computers today, we all know what that is. Now, in 1975, Firefall recorded a demo tape that was produced by Chris Hillman. Now, executives at A&R Records, they got the tape, they had seen some of the live shows, and they liked what Firefall was doing, so they signed them to a contract. Now, because Roberts was a member of Stephen Stills' band, he wasn't able to actually get into the studio with Firefall to record an album until 1975. But when they did get in there, they worked with producer Jim Mason, who had worked with the band Poco. The band recorded a self-titled album, and it went out in April of 1976. Their first single, Livin' Ain't Livin', stopped short of the top 40 of the Billboard Top 100. So they came really close to getting a shout-out from Casey Kasem on the Weekend, but they didn't quite make the top 40 for whatever reason. So, in the months after that, they decided to go out on a tour, and they toured with Leon Russell, the Doobie Brothers, Tom Waits, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and a bunch of others. So, the next single that they released, You Are the Woman, well, it hit number 9 on the American charts, and it encouraged them to go ahead and release a second album. And you know what? Things went pretty all right for them. They would have another song in 1977 called Cinderella. It only reached number 34. But then the one right after that, Just Remember I Love You, well, that charted at number 11. So they were encouraged to keep going on this journey. And in 1981, and this is the focus of what this show is about, they released the single Staying With It. The furthest up the chart it ever got was number 37, but in 1981, it ended the year as song number 200 on the charts, and it sounded like this.
This is it. This is what I've waited for so long. Starting now, gotta trust these feelings coming
I'm going somewhere. I'm deep in it and I really do care. Wait a minute now.
Boy, don't walk out now. I can see your disbelieving eyes.
Don't you know?
Now, after that particular song, they kept recording still and they put out other singles. But what started to happen is the band basically started to break up. Members started to leave and go on to other projects. I mean, my God, one of them went on to work with Mick Fleetwood on the album The Visitor. So, you know, they were going on to bigger and better things instead of just, you know, staying with a band that was kind of middling, wasn't really charting, and was probably frustrating all of them. So they were no strangers to rock, to touring, to that kind of thing. Now, over the years as well, other things kind of befell the band. Chuck Kirkpatrick was leaving a club in 1986 in Florida. He was broke down on the side of the road. And he was shot and wounded in the arm by a drive-by shooting. The shooter fled the scene. He recovered from the wound, and he was able to rehab and resume his music career. He'd go on and work with like Miami Sound Machine and people like that. In 1989, another member of Fireball, Sam Bataro, he decided that it was time to say goodbye. And at this point, too, just left and right people are leaving. If you ever look at a list of the previous members that were in this band, there are a lot of them. It is a long list of current members, of past members, people coming and going and coming back. So, you know, they definitely had their ups and downs. Now, you're saying, you know, if this band had this and they weren't really acclaimed, why am I talking about them? For all the ups and downs that they had, Firefall kind of endured, believe it or not. In 2020, after 20 years, they released an album. So they're still kind of topical, kind of not, probably more for the hardcore niche fans that they made in the last 40 years. But it's kind of cool that in this modern era that they've gotten back together. In 2021, they decided as a trio, three of the members got together and decided to tour to promote that album and to kind of bring the group back a little bit. I mean, we're in a time of a renaissance of the 1980s. So really, the question is, why not? One of the sad things that has happened is in 2022, David Muse, a member of the band, he fell ill with cancer. He'd had a bout before it went into remission. This time it was pretty much eating him alive. And unfortunately, he decided to take his own life in August of 2022. One of the former members, Jim Waddle, he returned back to the band after a 20-year absence, basically, to kind of fill that void. Now, in 2023, Firefall announced that their latest album, Friends and Family, would feature classic songs from other 70s bands. They would go on and cover the Doobie Brothers, Heart, Fleetwood Mac, Loggins and Messina, The Band, The Tucker Marshall Band, and more. It was slated for a summer release. As of this point, I'm not sure that it's happened yet. As I'm recording this, it is late 2023, and I don't remember seeing this anywhere. But it's fascinating to me that they picked those particular people to cover, because as studio musicians and coming and going at their career, they pretty much worked with all the people that they're covering. So it's probably pretty easy and a no-brainer to get the rights. So if you knew Firefall, or if you didn't, hopefully you enjoyed their song, because chances are they were a favorite from some of your favorite musicians from the 80s, and maybe they took inspiration from this particular band, because you never know who inspired who. But bands like Firefall, well, they made the 80s so special because they helped to provide the soundtrack to our lives. Well, that's it for now. Join us next time when we explore more 80s and 90s pop culture. If you've got any memories of this or other things from the best decades, email me at satmornpod@hotmail.com. And if you're a fan of the 80s or cartoons from the 80s, be sure to check out the Saturday Morning Podcast hosted by me. We drop a new episode every other Saturday and hope it'll make you feel like a kid again. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.